Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. Over to my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfig, Esquire.
Jarwin Triot played by Neil.
Will playing Nath Benikar.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown. And today I got a little trivia for you guys. When Tam first started posing as a man, she went under a code name. You ready for this? Uh-huh. Matt.
Terrible. Terrible.
Lord Curtis Bozarth playing Ronan.
And Pete playing Meta.
Hopefully we don't have to kill anything today.
That seems unlikely.
It's magic.
Were you not informed?
That's not where we were. Because the last round of combat was Nath killing something. And we were... Yeah.
There it goes. He's done. All right. Yeah. So our map is set now? Yeah. Okay. Good. Glad we got that out of
there. We're all hugging.
So, how you guys been?
Been good. You know, after the session last night for our home game, where we get to sell thousands of dollars of loot and level up. By the way, I don't know if you got told.
Jade Regent, by the way, everybody.
Yep. You did get those 9 pages of loot notes
good
quantified
Lord.
And done, right?
No, I went home, played video games for about an hour, and then went to bed.
Yeah, because it was 12:30. Yeah.
And plus, who even knows when we're going to be playing Jade Regent again?
Long.
Because next session, Pete's running stuff, and then it's Farmageddon. It's
going to be a while.
And then we're going back to Kingmaker, right? That's the plan?
That's theory.
Unless there is a slight possibility that if things work out time-wise, Kurt may jump back into Skulls and Shackles.
Oh, that's true. Forgot about that.
All right.
But I don't... Yeah. That's either which way, it'll be after Farmageddon.
Right.
Before we go back to Kingmaker. And then, you know, the way you guys run through Kingmaker, like, the exploration obviously takes time because you're going hex by hex, but...
And we're doing willy-nilly pell-mell.
Well, it's... It's just the preferred group dynamic isn't a lot of, like, you know, dealing with the politics and the diplomacy and stuff like that. It's just, like, your diplomacy standards are usually, hey, this is what we think is fair, and take it or leave it. And if we that's our attempt at negotiation, and then we go into overwhelming violence.
At least we're not being murder hobos, because we do speak first.
You do have a home, so you're not murder hobos.
Exactly.
Well, when we go back into that, some of us are switching characters. I've got a face character I'm bringing to the party, so.
Sweet.
Because you play those so fucking well. That'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be fucking swimmingly. Yeah. Awesome.
So they'll be flat-footed to the beginning of the overwhelming violence.
Exactly. I will admit I tend to prefer the bluff and intimidate side of that, but, you know, there is that diplomacy skill that can be rolled once in a while.
Yep. Speaking of diplomacy, that last, month ago? That plus 78 I had to diplomacy.
2 weeks.
Was pretty stupid.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, all the conditional modifiers that
good
stacked
God.
Up.
With mercy?
Yeah. That went crazy. Like, I wonder with that, the Salvation of the Sages, like, how many people have to break some of the Sage Jewels? Like, we went through that whole thing with not a lot going on, and then.
Did I play that one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because it was the one where, like, we're down in the dungeon, like, we're fighting in the desert, and, like, we've got Grandmaster Torch and the dragon and everything. And then
it's, like, 2 hours without combat, and then at the end, it's like, wah! And Jason goes, huh, that's why.
Yeah, there was. There was a lot of not combat.
Yeah, like, it was a lot for the face characters and my roguey type to do, and then all of a sudden, it's like, Kurt was just like, no. You guys were important, but now I'm the MVP. Let me dish out 150 damage a round.
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
Got to admit.
That would have been a lot different if you didn't have a way to bypass that DR there, Kurt.
Hey, deal with it, Pete. Sorry,
hey, man.
Fuck you, Dirty Pete.
I'm just glad you always forget about how incorporeal works.
Not quite.
Well, what do you mean?
Depending on how you're meaning.
Well, incorporeal, any damage from a non-incorporeal source is halved.
Right, unless it's in that scenario, the good aligned aspect.
Ah, yeah. That bypassed their incorporeal nature? Yeah. Nice.
Because of the undead, incorporeal, and then the other stuff going on with her, the good alignment is what... Otherwise, it would have been a lot longer fight.
Yeah.
Sounds like we had just enough things going for us.
It was pretty nuts already.
I can't believe how close I came to death last night.
I wasn't here for that, so you can't blame me.
We like I was convinced we were going to wipe.
I got
you,
say.
You guys should actually probably be glad I wasn't here last night because there would have been more. Brent said that there would have been a lot different if I had been.
He told us he had a war priest that would have buffed the party, but their two-handed fighter was doing a D8 plus 12 with his main hand.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah, with reach and trip attacks.
Was he using a what did you say that
a chainsword or something?
Kasarigama?
Something like that, yeah.
Chainsword.
Yeah.
Chainsword, okay.
Yeah, he was pretty damn good with it, I can tell you that. Yeah.
I got to say, though, my life-sharing spell kept three of us
what
from...
What is that called?
Life Pact.
Life Pact, that's good stuff.
Kept three of us from going unconscious.
That's the one that when you get down to close to death, it heals.
Yeah.
Right?
That was
That was pretty great, though. Right when you open the door.
Stinking Cloud.
Yeah, it was great. Put three of us out of commission for... over half the fight.
That sucks.
More than half. Yeah.
That's brutal.
Most of the time, I'm the one that's
what was the DC
affected
on that,
by fear.
22.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty badass.
That's
yeah.
rough.
Yeah. I mean, I got to have a +7 to saves versus poison, but, you know, when you're rolling out one, it doesn't matter what your fucking bonus is.
Yeah, that's true.
But Jin was invisible for 6 minutes, so that was beneficial.
Yeah she's invisible puking, right?
Puking on the ground over there. Yeah. Yeah. Fabulous.
Hummus got shot, crit in the stomach, and dropped, and just spent the whole rest of the fight crawling around on the floor, vomiting.
That had to have been rough, man.
That sucks.
I'll tell you, it wasn't fun, but you know, I mean, it happens sometimes. You're nauseated, and
right.
I gotta say, nauseated is one of the worst debuffs.
It's rough, and the only way to bypass it is to have poison immunity or just roll well.
Well, there are other ways. You can do neutralized poison.
Yeah,
you know,
but
also
I mean,
suppress it.
Yeah, that would just like you'd have to do like a preemptive thing for that because you're not going to be doing it during nauseated.
Well, I mean, unless somebody else does it.
Yeah,
but that's the thing that Jen and I were talking about. Like, even if you had a, because she was like, I could drink an antitoxin to get over. I'm like, no, you can't.
Yeah,
because drinking a potion's a standard action.
You
so.
Get move actions Oopsie. And puking. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah, nauseated is pretty great.
It's rough. But now, Will and Mark weren't here for that. So.
Oh, hi. What?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's great to tell them all our fabulous tales and all.
I'm not sure if they're all fabulous or not.
Well,
they're just fun.
But
I'll include Mark in a conversation
okay,
topic then. So, Mark, have you looked at the Ancestries and Heritage book yet?
I have.
Interesting, isn't it? I'm particularly interested in the fact that they have sprites in there.
Sprites are pretty nuts.
When is that being released? Or is it already released?
It is released. If you're a subscriber, you've already got it. If not, it's coming out March 1st, I think they said.
Okay.
Lots of... and also, it's already been sanctioned for Pathfinder Society.
Has it?
Nice.
And they've also added almost all of the Ancestries to the Achievement Point boon list.
So we're looking at about 80 for...
Well, some are 80. Some of the, like, the Sprite and a couple of the other ones are 160.
Holy shit.
Well, Sprite is particularly interesting because it is the first time, it is a tiny creature, and it is the first official piezo race that is not small or medium.
Yep.
Yeah.
Playable, you mean.
Interesting.
Yes.
Now, there are, in first edition, there are splat books that allow certain races to get tiny, but it takes specific feet, chains, and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not right out of the gate.
Well, I mean, even the Advanced Race Guide has the mechanics for taking some of the existing stuff, like centaurs and stuff, and turning them into playable races.
But right.
It's, you know, none of it's sanctioned.
I saw your poll thing that you voted on about Drow.
Yes.
Is that included in the in that book, or is that something that's later on?
I haven't done a deep dive on that, but I think it's going to be later on. I'm not sure. I'd have to look because I didn't get that far into it. A lot of people said, the cavern elf is a drow. No, it's not a drow. It's totally different, you know. But
that's like saying a wood elf is a high elf. Like, what the hell?
Don't be stupid.
What the hell?
I gotta agree. I'm with you on that. I'd like to see it be a versatile of the elf instead of being its own thing.
Because that's exactly... how it happened. I mean, if you go to any of the lore, even like Dungeons and Dragons lore, the stuff that R.A. Salvatore did, shout out. And
Pathfinder.
You have to do the shout outs properly, sir. Shout out to R.A. Salvatore. If you ever want to play with us, let us know.
Oh, well, there, Neil just did that. So, RA, if you want to come, we're always open. If you'd like to run something, we would like you to do that. And if you just want to talk to Jason on the Shop Talk, that would be fantastic as well. Yeah, yeah. Although I'd be really jealous and probably have to be there just because, you know.
Don't even care about
your system.
Don't
worry, Mark, you can sit on my lap.
Awesome.
Next to Alex Trebek.
Yeah. I'm right up there with Alex Trebek now. I feel so important.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did listen to Shop Talk, the second in that series yesterday. I was impressed. Very good job, sir.
Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Good job.
As you probably heard, the guy I interviewed, Jason Lillis, was the whole reason why I wanted to start stuff, is because that guy does so much for us out in the Twitterverse that I wanted to like give him as much recognition as I could, because it's just the thing he does for fun.
Give props. That's cool. Where they're due.
What podcast is he with?
He's not.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the thing. Like, he has this Twitter handle called What Do You Do Pods, and he just correlates all of the actual play, Paizoverse actual plays. So, first edition, second edition, Starfinder, and, like, he's got a spreadsheet you can go to that, like, shows, like, okay, you're looking for this campaign. These are the people running it. And then, like,
that's awesome.
Whether they're ongoing or hiatus or completed, all sorts of stuff. And then, like, every time we tweet, like, hey, we got a new episode up, he retweets it, and like, a bunch of people follow him. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And what I found interesting in that, should we call it an interview? I don't know.
Conversation,
yeah.
Fire talk.
Was the correlation between both you Jasons IRL.
Yeah, that right? came up, yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, he like his wife was going through a PhD program when they had their first kid, you know, just like mine, and then time delays on having to do stuff, and just like the desire to, you know, DM and everything like that. And it just, it was very much like parallels in our lives.
Very cool.
So, I mean, he is by default a cool dude because his name's Jason, but, you know.
I don't think that's how that works, but we can pretend.
With the one outlying exception of the, you know, the serial killer. I mean, yeah.
Jason Voorhees? Yes. What are you talking about? Yeah, that's fair.
Well, stop it, never.
So, William, what have you been up to?
Oh, I forgot Will was here.
Oh, hey.
Working on a couple of projects on my off time. And
anything you can disclose?
The Shield Bash dildo?
Yeah. It's in the shape of a shield.
It's called the Pocket Rocket. Get it right.
Or is it the Patrick?
The Little Patrick.
You coupling fans out there, you might know what the hell we're talking about. But anyway, go ahead, Will.
There's something wrong with you.
No, that show is freaking hilarious, man.
Your show about the Giggle Loop.
Yes, the Giggle Loop. The Giggle Loop episode was freaking hilarious.
Oh, man. I'm working on a website for a charity. Other than that, that's the only project I can really talk about.
It's good to do charity work. Once you know about the Giggle Loop.
To be clear, it's for a charity.
About the Giggle Loop.
I mean,
not for a charity.
It's charity work in that, yeah, you're working for a charity. I mean, I don't know if that counts or not. Like, not in a tax sense.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want the IRS to, for some reason, be listening to this and go, oh, I see.
You're not registered as a... Yeah, I forget what the title for that is. Jason?
But they are.
501c3.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good job.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome. Oh, hey, circling back to the Ancestry Guide the boons.
We don't use that phrase. Can you try again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, that's...
Ancestry? What?
No, circling anyway. Back. Going back to
the... Yes, going back to the Ancestry Guide question.
We hear at Shield Bash are anti-circle.
For Pete and that.
Octagons only.
Or ovals. Ovals are okay, because they're like...
Ovals are acceptable.
And yes. We are jerk abundant, though. So, you know.
Yes. And we even have a table that rotates, so there you go. All right. Wow. But yeah, some of the cool ancestries is the... Azaketti, which is like the Gilman, the first Aslantes, or what do you want to call them, 80 points on that. And then there's the Strix, which is kind of cool. That's the,
I do like
the
Strix.
Wing people.
I do too.
160 points for that one. That's a big one.
It's a deep pocket kind of situation.
It's because they can fly.
But they got fly.
Yes, because they can fly.
Is that a separate race or is that a versatile heritage?
No, it's the ancestry. So with those found in the Lost Omens Ancestry Guide.
That makes sense. Yeah. They are a separate entity.
And then what Jason was talking about, the Sprite. The Sprite will also set you back 160 points.
Oof.
That makes sense, though.
And then, like, all the... And this is kind of what I think is cool about Pathfinder 2 now. I mean, at first, I wasn't too sure about the achievement point thing. But instead of having to wait for that game or that Gen Con or whatever and doing like seven tables and, you know, just hoping you're going to get that year.
Or finding the person who did get it and convincing them that they want this. Hey, look, if you intimidate 650 times, you get a +2 bonus.
Hey, I've got one of those for diplomacy.
But they put them on. And they've been doing it really fast. So, I mean, I'm really, really very surprised that Paizo is doing this well with this part of it because it's on the website and it's, like, actually working.
Anybody who was a fan of the Ultimate Wilderness Guide knows what you're talking about. Yes. It took them a year and a half to sanction that book.
Exactly. Yeah. But this stuff is coming out. They're either pre-sanctioning it before the books are coming out or right on time. Mm-hmm. Because the rest of these are like your 80s. You got the Kitsune, the Genikin, the Ganzi, the Fletchling, the Amphorite, and then you go back up to the 160-120 ranges. You've got the Flesh Warper, which is 160.
Interesting.
Flesh Warper?
A Flesh Warper, yes.
Is that one of the like Skinwalker things?
If anybody played some of the first edition scenarios with like the goblins where they had the Flesh Warper
Wrath
thing.
Of the I think it was Wrath of the Flesh Warp Queen, wasn't
Wrath of the Flesh Warp Queen. Look into that. It's pretty cool.
That's a playable race.
Is now a playable race for 160 achievement points.
I believe the flavor is like there's a like Chalaxian experiments on your body and stuff like that screw you up.
And Beastkin. Beastkin Heritage?
Oh, that's probably what the...
160?
That's probably the...
The Ryuzko or however those are pronounced.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be like... Because one of the pre-made NPCs they put out on the website was actually like a crocodile Beastkin.
Ah, cool.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
So I'm kind of wanting to delve into that.
Weregator.
And here's one that might have a tie-in and would be kind of cool to play in this genre and then bring it into Starfinder later, like they slept through the gap or they got redid. Android Ancestry, 160.
That's pretty cool.
Really?
Yes, sir. And if you remember right, like several of the like the Iron Gods, there was, you know, of course androids in there.
Bestiary 5, I believe, is where they appear as a playable race.
PF2 has already had an android NPC in the Mosquito Witch.
Yeah, I forgot about
that.
He
was the Tanner named Tanner.
Very original.
Yes.
I mean, that's where names came from.
Yes.
A lot of them, English names.
He was an android. I'm sorry, spoiler. And then, of course, you still got the Shuni Ancestry, which is also 160 points, unless you've played at least one part of the Extinction Curse AP. And that drops it down to 80, which is very manageable.
The reason being is they are actually in that AP.
Yes. Right, I understand that, but that's a really Shuni? Odd thing. To
the Shuni are like little pug people.
Yeah, they're like little dog people.
Okay. Yeah.
What the hell's an Amphrite?
An Amphrite is a person from the realm of Asics, which is like law and order. And
you know how like there's the elemental aligned people? Like Amphrites are one of the like... alignment aligned people.
Oh,
like they've
okay.
been in like the realm of law for so long that they've become
Azadi and stuff like that from first edition. It's that type of thing.
Well, oh, okay.
Just as the axis.
To Neil's kind of questioning why they did that and why it's weird, they actually are trying to get a lot of the stuff that you've done from Pathfinder 1 to kind of help you in Pathfinder 2 if you played a lot.
Extinction Curse is Pathfinder 2.
Yeah, that's AP with the circus and stuff, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's the first AP they came out with.
That's why I'm so interested about these things, because I'm starting playing it, so Nick, I'm going to get as many spoilers as I can on accident.
Accidentally on purpose.
Okay, never mind what I was saying.
You're fired, Will.
But like,
yeah, that's fine.
The Amphrite is a race in first edition, and
I just don't remember it.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't see them a lot until the later seasons. I think there's a boon that lets you play one, but it's super hard to.
I've got it.
Yeah.
So
because you get it, like Ganzi is one of them too. That are the chaos people.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I went with a Ganzi on mine.
How do they know if you've played that?
Well, you'd have a chronicle.
Yeah.
Like, there's sanctioned content edition in the Adventure
is
Pass.
All online.
Gotcha, okay.
Like, all on the website. Your adventure, your
achievement
points.
So, you would get, the GM would register the game, and then you'd get credit for that, and then you could buy the lower cost AP.
Gotcha.
So, like, Pete and I, it's been like 3 or 4 years now when we went to the first Lexicon.
Yeah.
Pete and I played part of the Giant Slayer adventure path that was sanctioned for convention play.
Oh, that's
the
cool.
Assault on Red Lake Fort.
A very good scene.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was a lot of fun.
It was, even with that kid there that kept trying to, just wander off by himself.
Isn't that the one where the person
Kurt was
just walked up and grabbed your what? D20?
Kurt was in that game?
No, that was another year at Lexicon.
Okay.
We were doing the House on the Hill over in...
Oh, that's right. The look on Jason's face, though. This guy... Just no notice. He just walks up. We're playing along, and he walks up, grabs Jason dice, sets them on his box, and takes a picture. And Jason's like,
mortified.
Yeah, well, I wasn't the only one. Brunt was sitting next to me, and he looked like, and then he looked at me like, "What's he gonna do?" I was like, "What are you doing?
I
don't touch my D20s."
I'm not sure what I would have done. Depends on what mood I was in, probably.
I was mystified. I'm like, how do you get to the point where you're taking photographs at a game con and you don't know not to touch people's dice?
I mean, not even that.
Not a gamer.
Not even that. It's someone else's belongings. You don't just walk up to it and touch them.
Well, it's not even like we were at a break or anything.
I know,
we're
that's what I'm
playing.
That's so what I'm saying. You don't just walk up and move people's belongings.
Dice are rolling, and it's just... It wasn't
that's
Jason's
really
turn.
Really bizarre.
So, yoink!
I think it would have been even better if the guy would have reached out and Jason would have just went smack and smacked his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what it... Like, in my mind, it didn't even occur to me that he might just grab my D20s. Like,
right.
Because it's just not a thing you do.
Yeah, it's right, like right. Slapping somebody in the pecker. It's just wrong. It's like sitting on somebody's motorcycle without asking permission.
Yeah, that's true.
Amen.
I don't even like touching other people's bikes at all. Like, nope. Not going to touch it.
I was in a ride a few years back with a... big group of people, and some layperson that was just there hanging out walked up to a bike and started fondling it. It did not end well for
them.
Oh,
I'm sure it didn't. Don't fuck with people's bikes.
Fun fact, that can get you hurt.
Yeah, you think?
There's a lot of things that can do that, actually.
I know.
Personal experience has told me that.
Like, don't just walk up to the random person and, fondle their belongings.
Yeah.
Like, just in as a general rule, bikes or other things.
Or them.
But
don't,
also...
Don't do it.
Well... But, especially when it's something, because, motorcycles aren't cheap. Even a cheap motorcycle is not inexpensive.
Thanks for life tips with Shield Bash.
Yep. There you go.
New segment we're trying.
Trying to keep you from getting bashed.
The more you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
So,
the other half is life. Swift and blinding with justice.
Never fuck with another man's dice or his bike.
Or his guns, or his knives, or his food, or his liquor.
I was going to say rhubarb, yeah.
There's a whole lot of shit.
Don't rub another man's rhubarb.
Generally, if it isn't yours, don't touch it.
Well, I mean, if you really want to rub it.
Well, in the EMS field, it's if it's icky, sticky, and gooey, and it's not yours, don't touch it.
Yeah, that's probably
you want to borrow my knife, Will?
I might need it here in a minute.
Okay.
I touched your
Jason's not listening to his own damn advice.
It's like when you're a kid and you get one millimeter.
I'm not touching you.
I'm not touching you.
So, speaking of Pathfinder.
Yes.
I thought that's all we were talking about.
Speaking of touching things that aren't yours, one of my friends at work has this awful habit of... wanting to fake touch my phone.
Oh, I thought he was a lunch dealer. Go ahead.
No. But it's always while I'm currently using it. So I'm like, I don't care if you touch my phone while I'm not using it, but your hand is in my way and it's a touch screen. Well, I need you to get the fuck out of my way.
That's great.
I just think it's cool that Will said fuck like that.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's kind of rare.
So I completely forgot to set the timer, so I'm just going to have to gauge this on number of bars.
Okay.
Just as a heads up.
Okay.
I didn't even think to remind you. My mistake.
No, that's definitely my fault. I'm the one who's responsible for it. I forgot to do it.
I know. I just usually check and remind you. Spaced out. I mean, it's been 6 weeks since we recorded, so.
Which, by the way, this episode comes out May 1st, so if anybody's got any May 1st,
May Day.
Well, yeah. I was going to say birthday wishes.
Oh, no.
I do. Mine's the 4th.
No, mine was...
Happy birthday with you.
Mine was 2 days ago.
Which, by the way, also, so happy on-air belated birthday to Neil.
Thanks.
On Brett's birthday, May 4th, is supposed to be some big announcements from Disney about their plans for the Star Wars universe.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah, okay, you say that, but a couple years ago when Rogue One came out, one of the Marvel movies, I think it was one of the Captain America movies, came out the same year, but they put the Marvel movie out on May 4th and Rogue One out later.
That's weird. Wrong.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, what the fuck were they thinking?
Totally missed opportunity.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, you can't May the 4th be with you on the 3rd or the 6th. But,
or the Revenge of the 5th either.
Yeah,
right.
Right?
In February, I know a person with a birthday every single day of the week from starting the 23rd.
Boy, that, 7 days. That person took a long time to exit the birth canal, huh?
Yeah, I said people.
Oh.
People.
They're all siblings.
Wow. Wow.
It was just a really long labor.
Wow.
Was quintuplets.
7 days apart.
Their mom and dad time it on the same day every year.
You joke, but there's a reason why my kids are born 2 weeks apart.
Yeah.
It just happens to be 9 months after our anniversary.
Wow.
Wow.
I do have... two friends who have actually share the same
more
birthday.
More than two, Neil.
I know.
No. I think maybe.
Two might be.
He's
accurate.
Got three.
So four. You laugh.
Hey,
Jason,
four.
The
Will, are you Neil's friend?
Subtract one.
Wow, Will.
When my newest one was born, I was doing some math, and I went up to my mom and dad, and I'm like, so you conceived my sister on my birthday?
Wow.
No, she was early. Yeah, right.
So I'm going to continue my story real quick.
Oh, you were telling a story?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Neil.
Anytime, Neil. Anytime.
Two of my buddies are born on the same day, but they're not twins. They're brothers, not twins. Born 2 years apart on the same day.
Nice.
That's cool.
It's pretty weird.
I mean, that's a recurring thing in Pete and I's family at this point. Like, he and his brother are obviously twins, but like the nieces...
Yeah,
his oldest and my oldest share a birthday.
Crazy.
His middle and his brother's kid share a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty wild.
Yep. You're the one who screwed it up with the last kid.
Yeah, I know.
My youngest shares a birthday with my dad.
Cool.
My most recent one missed my sister's birthday by 7 days.
Mm.
Yep.
My grandmother's birthday is 2 days after mine. No, 3 days after mine. Math. And she told my mom, as it got exceedingly close to me being born on her birthday, you're not allowed to have him on my birthday. That's my birthday.
Wow.
And then she had me like 2 days later.
Wow.
On the 23rd of February, my wonderful wife turned a fabulous 50 years old, and her best friend Molly planned a surprise party for her 2 months before her birthday.
Oh.
Surprise!
Yeah, well, you know. That's when the planning started, and we were able to keep it secret the entire time.
Congratulations.
And, oh, man, it was great. She had no idea because, like, I did it on purpose. She thought I didn't, but, you know, like, just act like it was no big weekend and all this stuff, you know, because her birthday actually wasn't until just Tuesday, the 23rd. So I'm like, yeah, let's go over to the Opera House tonight and just meet up with a couple of our friends, you know, and she's like, oh, okay, that's cool, you know, so... We got around late because I kind of stalled, and we didn't have time to go eat because I knew there was going to be food there. And then we got there, and she was like totally surprised. And the best part was our oldest boy, Sawyer, finally got to come up from Nashville, him and his wife. And so he was there for a birthday, and I don't know, we had about 20 people. I did open bar for a while for everybody.
That's awesome.
So it was a really, really good night.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Well.
Wow.
You had me at open bar. I have been asking you guys to come to Hillsboro and go to the Opera House with me for how long have we been doing this shit?
And,
a year?
We've been telling you to give us a date, and you have not done that.
Pretty much any given weekend.
All right.
But you guys are always doing stuff on the weekends.
Well.
Yeah, work sucks.
Friday night, Saturday night, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Just
saying, you know.
Yeah, Britt doesn't have a life.
7 days a week, baby.
I mean, he has a life. It's just work.
It's work and Harley. That's it.
I was going to say work and Neil, but, you know.
No. Work, Harley, Harley's alcohol.
His nickname for Neil.
And Pathfinder.
Oh, okay.
Pathfinder.
And Pathfinder, yeah.
Pathfinder. Yeah. Don't forget Pathfinder.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in that order.
Fuck you guys.
And some at the same time.
Absolutely.
Well, there is a very outside chance, it's looking like, that Gen Con may occur this year.
Really?
In person.
That would be kind of cool.
They sent
probably
out
the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine will up that chance.
They sent out surveys to everybody that, like, ran games or, you know, whatever in the past for them, and they were all, like, all these questions, like, would you do it on a plane? Would you do it, you know, with the mask? Would you do it in a, you know, hermetically sealed chamber? Yes. Would you do it, you know, out in public, you know? Would you yell across the
room?
We're
talking about playing Pathfinder,
yes.
Neil.
Yes, oh. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
And I was just like, I just want to come. I just want to come. I just want to be there. Yes, 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 you know. So I don't know if it's going to occur or not, but if it is, I am probably going to be there. Because I just don't care. Fuck COVID. I'm done with it. I'm going to game. If you are there, you will game with me. We will have an awesome time.
I will say, on the EMS side, the last month or so, we really had a severe decline in our response area
in the past
COVID.
6-7 weeks is what I hear.
I was done with COVID May 12th of last year.
Thank you.
Man, just bumped early bloomer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Neil made it pretty clear how little he cares.
He's basically a hermit anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I worked in the belly of the beast in an actual COVID unit at work, and then, you know, the other housing unit that I worked 3 days a week, everybody had it there except for, I think, out of 132 people, I think only like 21 or 22 haven't had it this whole time. We've had over 830-some people get it out of 1,100 that we have custody of. So, yeah, that was fun. Didn't get the, you know, actual vaccine until like 2 months ago, something like that. So, hey, yay me.
You know? So did you guys have to wear the full body condom?
Nope.
Weird.
No, you just had to wear a cloth face covering. That now, of course, isn't good enough anymore. But, hey, it was good for the last 12 months, you know, until they decided it wasn't. And then if we actually had to be around somebody that was actually active COVID, then we got to wear an N95 and then, like, a face shield and a gown if you wanted to. But you didn't really have to. But you probably should. But we're not going to tell you have to because, well, you know, reasons. And so, yeah, then I got the vaccine. I've had both shots. No side effects. And now I just don't care anymore.
Good.
No side effects?
I had a side effect. I got super hungry when I got my first shot.
I just had a sore arm.
Are you sure it was the COVID vaccine?
My arm was sore
the second
shot.
Like, really I ordered and ate an entire Jets pizza because I was I got the shot, and an hour later, I'm just like, I am fucking hungry.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Well,
wow. Like, nice pizza, too.
Yeah.
Are you sure that was the vaccine?
Yeah. Like, I know I eat a lot, but I don't eat like that.
All right, meat sweats, boy.
That's been no, I'm sure. Like that was a problem back in the day, but it's been like 8 years since I've eaten like that.
The only thing I got the first injection we had when I got the Pfizer injection, pain at the injection site. Mm-hmm. Next day, my shoulder at the injection site was sore the entire day. Nothing else. No constitutional symptoms. No prodrome symptoms. Nothing. None of that.
Good.
You say no incontinence?
Yes, no incontinence either.
That's good.
Because that's a problem for some people. Yeah, I've heard.
I mean, that's good.
And the second shot, I got it on my way into work. Worked my whole shift, 10 hours. You know, I've had worse, a lot worse injections in the military.
I had the Pfizer as well. First shot, nothing. Second one, my arm was sore for a few days, but so, I didn't have to eat a whole pizza.
Well, I had the Moderna, so maybe it's a Moderna thing.
Public service.
Probably Moderna.
You know what? Public service announcement. Get the vaccine. It's not bad. It's not going to kill you. COVID might.
Unfortunately, it does not give you free Wi-Fi.
No, it doesn't.
That sucks.
I was looking for the chip, and I still don't get reception worth of shit. So
the conspiracy theory that they're going to put a chip in you, you know.
And the
you can find it on Twitter, with you know, and you can find out where those people are, the people who think that are, because you know Twitter tracks your location.
Yeah.
But they're worried about it going into their arm.
Yeah, right. That and the 5G tower people.
Oh, yeah.
That one kills me.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I was working at AT&T when 4G rolled out, and, like, we had those things going on. People coming in like, 4G, you're trying to brainwash us. I'm like,
well, we might be, but not with that.
It's not working yet, then.
Well, that's just the TV.
See, I was heard that they, you know, was going to change my DNA, the mRNA. That was another conspiracy theory that they're trying, and they're like, well, yeah, it can make you sterile. I'm like, oh, too late. Hurry there.
Me too. You know what? I heard that too, and I'm like, you know what? I'm done having kids. It's okay.
Right. That's
bring it on.
Wouldn't like, mind.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done myself.
Give me two.
There you go, Will.
Threaten me with a good time. Will
exactly. Sorry, honey. It's not my fault. It's the injection I got.
You got to call Pfizer.
Ironically, they also make the pills that help with your sterility.
You know
wink,
what?
Wink.
Well, I knew they made the riser from Pfizer, as it's called.
I'm joking.
Is that what you're talking about? Okay.
No, yeah.
All right.
If that wasn't too good to be true.
I'm talking about like back in the day when you used to see those commercials for like, hey, this is your heartburn medicine. By the way, it may cause severe indigestion. The next commercial from the same company. Hey, Zantac. This cures severe indigestion. By the way, it may cause heartburn.
Uh-huh.
Fabulous.
Well, that aside, where the hell were we here?
We had just killed the last skeleton guy, right?
Yep, the degenerate serpent folk skeleton.
See, that's what it was. I couldn't think of what they were.
They were degenerates. Yeah, they were definitely degenerates.
I do remember some degenerates. They
were sitting there with their Playboys and whatnot.
Cans of spray paint.
And that one skeleton only had about 7 teeth.
So. Oh, and the magic bridge that kept changing heights, too.
Yeah, okay, so let me set the record straight, goddammit. The
magic bridge. 22, 25, 40, 60, 20.
This freaking
60
bridge.
60 wins.
No.
The yes. room is 60. 60
is the ceiling. The bridge is 40.
40 is the bridge, yes. 60 is the ceiling.
Yeah.
60 is the ceiling.
We almost had another
20
one.
Feet down. We got the bridge, then down, you know, another 40 or whatever. You got the ground.
Okay. I just thought we were being affected by some kind of weird cave gas. And it's
were.
You know, where the hallway goes. It looks like it's longer on you and then it gets shorter.
That comes later.
It's the world of pure, it's the world of pure imagination. The guy's going to come out with a top hat and a cane.
My name is Curly Bonka.
Anybody else got vertigo?
Let me refresh your memories here.
Our memories?
Yeah. For us, it's been a while.
Thanks for the memories.
So over a dozen stone pillars support the cavernous chamber's 60-foot-high vaulted ceiling. To the north, 4 empty alcoves sit in the walls. Can you see them? Can you see them? Can you see them?
So that weighs more.
Sit in the walls.
That weighs
sit north. In the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, looks like Meta's in front of one.
Their edges carved to resemble yawning, fanged mouths. Yeah, you
maybe
got it.
Maybe not a good place to stand.
Well, maybe. It depends on what you're going for. To the south...
Don't kink shame.
A pair of bronze doors that seem to drip with blood sit under the stone bridge that passes through the upper portion of the room from the east to the west, 40 feet above. The walls are decorated with unsettling carvings of bats, human sacrifice, and the walking dead. Dismembered skeleton bodies of 3 humans lie scattered on the floor of this chamber. That's aside from the ones, the degenerates that you guys just defeated.
Well, they weren't humans, they were serpent folk.
Right, they were serpent folk. You're right.
How did we forget about the inexplicably moving door?
Right? Well, it's April Fool's. We had to do something.
No, that was the previous
episode. That was a great episode.
Yeah. I'll say that was the most fun to edit I've had in a long time.
Good.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to hear that one myself.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be fun.
I'm just glad I don't have to put people's character names with the wrong person's voice now.
I'll tell you, I think one of the most hilarious things that I was editing from the last sit down was when we were talking to Captain Equibus and we're trying to convince Nath to dress up like the Commodore, and he eventually just breaks down and goes like, "I don't know what we're doing." And everybody was just like, "Neither do we."
My favorite part was Jason going, "Don't worry about it. Just do what Mark says. Just go with what Mark's doing.
Just play along.
It's fine. This is fine.
Everything is fine.
We're all okay here. How are you up there?
Is that a slight weapons malfunction?
Go ahead.
Thank you for listening to Gwen Quagmire Nights. Giggity, 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 goo.
I just imagine Captain Equibus being like, please don't go down there. Please don't go down there. There's slight reactor leak. Big, big leak. Trying to lock it down.
Everything's all fine now. Everything's good.
How are you?
How are you?
The
boring conversation anyways.
Yeah. Luke, we're going to have company. Oh. The wall carvings depict all manner of vile atrocities visited upon humans and serpent folk alike by tall men and women wearing ragged capes and bearing fanged mouths. Images of bats, bat-like humanoids, and themes of cannibalism and all the consumption of still living victims are common as well. All over this room.
So, guys, I don't think this is a good place for us to camp out. We should probably clear it and get the fuck out of here.
Sounds good. Let's clear out the place we just went up the stairs on.
Tell me this. You guys are on that bridge. Some of you are on the bridge. Some of you are hanging off the wall.
Meta's on the ground.
Meta's on the ground.
Yeah. Hey, Meta, take that open door back there.
Wait a minute. I wasn't done with asking my damn question here.
Oh, sorry.
I said tell me this.
I did tell you that.
How did you guys get up there?
The stairs.
We went through the door, the bleeding door, and went all the way around.
Okay, you went that way? Went up.
Yep.
Okay.
I never look back on the past, darling. It detracts from the now.
Jason, how did we decide we were handling your spidey sense?
You mean my trap sense? Uh-huh. It's an automatic check when I'm I'm within 10 feet.
Am I rolling it or are you rolling it?
You have been rolling it.
Okay, I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's been a while. And you had a modifier of 9?
Number 9.
8.
Eight. I knew it was somewhere in
number
there.
Number 8.
Is that with your trap bonus?
Yes.
Okay.
Poop.
I have a low wisdom.
That box right there.
In real life, too.
This box?
Tam is going to look down the bridge at Meta and Ronan and be like, if you two want to search down there and then come up the stairs, we can. There's some more doors up here we can check.
More door.
It's a long hike.
Did
let's hear that or we go back down there and then come back up.
Did you check the bodies yet, Tam? I don't remember if I did.
Check the bodies.
No, we can check this body. They'll check the other one.
Okay.
So, cute. Meta will start checking the dead guy down here on the floor.
You're talking about the degenerate serpentine skeleton. Yeah.
No, Artemis will start checking.
Meta is on the base floor where the humans were, not where the
one of the serpent folk skeletons jumped off.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I don't remember that.
He would be right over here.
My mistake.
Because he got caught in a net, and he said, fuck that, and he jumped off.
I apologize. Yeah.
I will go down and hang out with Meta.
Ronan.
It would be easier. Yeah, Ronan will go down there.
Ronan.
Do you need perception?
He's a frog a-groaning.
For...
Green hide!
For
shoot you in the groin!
Yes, for checking out the body.
No. Green hide.
I love that phony leather. It's sticky in hot weather. Noga hide.
There's, let's see, bunch of bones, some rags.
Oh, sorry.
Rusted metal. Probably used to be armor at one point. Yeah, one javelin.
Meta will grab the one javelin and kind of ignore the rest of the mess.
Okay.
We really ought to give him a proper burial when we have a chance, but I think we have more pressing matters at the moment. Then she'll look around this area down here to see if there's anything else of relevance that might be useful. I have not rolled above a 5 yet, so that is a 15.
Warm them dice up.
Just like your height, Pete.
I shall help her look.
All right.
And that's a 24.
Okay, well, 24 and a 15, you said?
Boom, correct.
Boom,
boom. Well, there's those other three skeletons that we talked about. They're just sporadically strewn about. There's not much left of them. It's just a pile of bones. You recall that there are four alcoves you've passed already. Of course, there's one more terrifying sculpture for Ronan. Looks to be some sort of flying creature swooping down on something small on this wall over here.
Yeah, fuck that thing.
Cue Vietnam flashback montage.
You talk about these skeletons laying around. I look for some of the bones, you know, the finger bones, hand
bones. The phalanges?
Bones. Yeah, I'm going to collect some of those and put them in my bag of bones that are necessary.
Okay. I'm going to do a heal check on those to see what kind of species or how long they've been dead.
Not the degenerate ones, the other ones?
Yeah, the other ones.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Pete, roll a 1.
I rolled a 9 on the die.
Damn.
So that's a 20 heal check.
20 heal check. They appear to be all three human.
Human or humanoid?
Kuman. As far as you can tell, they could be here, you know, 20 years to 100 years old.
Oh.
Since they've been sitting here.
Thoroughly desiccated.
Yeah.
That's good to know for us, though. Yeah. Because we did not find out what happened to all of the crew of the Genevieve.
Uh-huh.
Now we know that these are probably not them.
Meta, just so you know, those were back closer towards the stairwell. Yep. Now, Ronan, were you assisting with that?
I will stay close to Meta.
Okay. So I'm going to move you guys. I don't normally do that a whole lot, but I can reach it easier. From where you are now, oh, this alcove over here with your, you know, 24 and 15 rolls, looks like there's a lever over there in this northeastern alcove.
I swear to God, if they pull the lever and the bridge falls, I'm going to kill Ronan.
Ronan looks at Meta like, should we pull the lever?
You go ahead. I'll stay here.
Oh, maybe we should give the others a heads up first, to make sure.
I will. You go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and let them know first.
He said heads up first.
Heads up first. This could be beneficial.
Tam, there's a lever over here. Ronan's going to pull it.
And Ronan's just looking at Tam like, I don't know what she's talking about.
No, I'm thinking about Tam's wisdom score. She's just going to go, okay, let's see what it does.
What's a handy?
There you go, Ronan.
Sorry.
Go pull it.
I had it right to begin with. The lever is over here in the northwestern side. Over here, there looks like there could be something on the northeastern side. So the lever's over here. Just setting this record straight. Sorry.
All right.
Go for it, Ronan. They've been told about it.
Everybody okay?
Did they say? Go ahead.
I give everybody a thumbs up. Everybody okay?
Yeah.
I will say, Tam just keeps looking around. You know, Tam actually probably moves to the other side of the bridge to check out the doors.
I'll get you.
I got a 17.
This side or that side, Tam?
To see if the skeleton had anything in his pockets, or if he even had pockets, or if he had anything shiny, or what weapons he had, or if there were arrows left that Ronan could use or something.
Which skeleton was that?
The one that was degenerate? Still up on... Yeah, the degenerate up on the bridge there.
Yeah, no. He may have once had pockets. Just rags now.
Right.
Yeah.
And longbow and arrows, you said?
Nope. I did not.
You did not?
I said javelin.
Oh, it's just javelins they were throwing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got one javelin then. All right, cool.
Yep. Jarwin?
Jarwin would like to do a knowledge check, perhaps, on these strange creatures with the tattered cloaks and the fangs. Humanoid thingies.
Tattered cloaks and the fangs?
You said in the murals in this building, or in this room?
Yeah, they're on the walls.
Yeah.
Not necessarily on the doors, which is where you are right now.
No, I'm on the bridge.
Okay, yeah, you could see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, do a knowledge check. Then we're going to go back to Ronan.
It doesn't matter what it is. Like, they're all the same.
What do you got?
A whopping 11 because I rolled a 1.
Hey, Neil. Roll a 1.
It's too late. I already rolled it. It's not how this works.
Yeah, but people laugh, so it's funny.
I think with your roll, would you say 11 altogether?
Yeah.
You can confirm at best what Tam already knew from last episode. Yeah, this is Aslanti. Yeah. If I recall correctly, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we learned that. I don't think Tam learned it.
Okay. I'm just giving you credit because you're the explorer and world traveler and
all them knowledge skills.
Right. Okay.
So all three of them.
Hey, that's better than most rogues.
Back to Ronan. You're going to pull that lever.
Okay. So just to be clear, did I also see the whatever across the aisle from the lever?
What'd you have, a 15?
I had a 24.
Oh, you're the one with the 24. Yeah. It looks like there's some kind of a trap door over on the other opposite alcove.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Meta, you may want to move back.
Back where?
Somewhere away from that trapdoor over there. When I pull this lever, there may be something in there.
Oh, she's well away from that trapdoor. It's only not even a 5 foot by 5 foot size.
I'm guessing the trapdoor is a square drawn in the alcove.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my guess too.
At which point I am 15 feet away.
Okay. All right. Well, then I...
And when it explodes with a 20-foot radius, you'll wish you had listened to Ronan.
I hope it's a circle. I hope it's a circle of death.
I'm going to check the lever for traps. Okay. Make sure I don't get poked by anything.
That would do better than a fireball for me.
Really, really good roll on that there, Ronan. Go ahead.
Fuck you. Fuck you all.
Did you roll a 1?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And
it's going to be a tough night.
Yeah, this is going to go well.
Yeah.
So that's an 11.
Hey, that's what I rolled.
Hey, Rona.
Yeah.
You don't think there's any traps here?
Yeah, fuck, there's no traps. I pull the lever.
Give me a strength check.
Ooh. Boy.
Is it rusty?
All right. Strength check. That's the rusty lever. Modifier, right? Okay.
No, it's the rusty trombone.
Rusty. That
sounds like
14.
Some kind of dirty sex move there.
That is a dirty sex move. Okay. That's...
I'm sorry. What'd you have, Ron?
14.
14. Not quite enough. It seems to come a little bit down, but it catches.
Well, if I wasn't such a little frog, I could pull this lever.
Do you need your cloak into it?
I need help. Can someone come down here and pull this lever for me?
Yeah, I'll give you a hand. Says Meadow.
Is it handy?
No, use your cloaca.
All right. At the same time, pull.
Pull.
What do you got?
Can you get all four hands on it? Is it that big?
Okay. Wow. So am I assisting you or are you assisting me?
Oh, you don't want to assist me. I'll assist you.
Okay. Okay, you assist. That puts us at a 17.
17 total.
Huh? 17.
Yeah.
17.
Sorry, we were a bit out of tune. We had to work on that.
That's fine.
Your harmony sucks.
Yes, that will do it.
Hey, Mark.
All right.
And then
fuck you.
What happens next is you hear a bit of grinding.
Okay. I got to move out of this.
Slowly,
alcove.
Slowly, slowly.
Is it slow enough that I can get out of the alcove so I don't get squished?
Thomas, the tank engine.
The door's shut.
The front doors are now closed. They can see that from the bridge.
Yeah.
Lack of daylight.
Wow. I think that's what the lever did.
Hey, it's kind of dark in here. Can we get that door back open?
No, we got light.
I can see fine.
We got light sources.
All right.
Question before we open the door again. Remember, tide pools, water, doors underwater. Maybe we should wait in case something happens while we're in here. I would rather not have to swim out of this cabin.
I'm confused.
Artemis is saying that, you know, if the tide comes in, it could, you know, if the doors are closed, it'll keep it out. Alternatively, if there's not another exit...
We're fucked.
If those doors are closed and the tide comes back in, those doors may not be able to open because of the pressure.
Well, which way do they open?
They opened in, right?
Well,
there's no door facing in Pathfinder.
Can we get a knowledge check on this? Can I tell if the doors are watertight?
Maybe... We know
they're watertight.
Yeah, we established that last time because the air was musty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can we get like an engineering check to know whether or not the doors would be able to open with the water pressure?
Yeah, I suppose so. Go ahead and give me a roll.
15. Yeah.
I rock up and tap Jarwin on the shoulder.
You got a lot of walking to do if you're going to do that.
You got a lot of climbing.
Well,
four turns later.
Okay.
What was your total? He was trying to give you guidance, I think.
Okay.
No, actually...
27.
27?
Yeah. He's probably using his memory domain.
I'm using my memory domain.
Oh, memory domain.
Reroll.
Yeah.
Yeah. 27.
27. All right. 27, yeah. You think... Damn it, what was your fucking question?
Yeah. Open in or out? Would we be able to open them if the tide comes in?
Yeah. You think that they would be able to open.
Okay.
One way or the other.
Then yes, I say we leave
Keep
the doors closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the bad situation that Nath is the only one that's left alive, he'll just die with us. It'll be fine.
Why would Nath be last?
You think I can't open the door?
It's that purple basket. Dude, that's what it is.
I see you struggling with this basket. I don't really know what your skills are.
He carries around a fucking Easter basket with him everywhere. I don't understand.
With fucking snakes in it.
More importantly,
you just got to use your legs when you're throwing that switch.
That's what she said.
Can you swim?
Yeah.
Well, you're fine then.
Really well.
See, there you're fine.
Yeah. You know, you're not going to have any problems when you open the doors and water comes pouring in. That won't, you know, practically kill you as the crush of water just pounds into you.
Well, there's a 40-foot bridge. I should be fine.
Until it fills up.
From a 40-foot bridge.
It might be 60 feet.
Yeah, who knows?
Or 20 or 25 or...
Better off hiding in the alcove.
That depends on how fast you can run. That's pretty quick.
I mean, I'm not thinking that the tide's going to come in because of the magic tide stone thingies. I think that was kind of like a thing.
What if the person or people that did that changes it?
Yeah. Well, like, there's a lot of maybes.
So that's what I'm saying. So like, we don't need to worry about it. Right. We just need to move on.
Let's have an adventure.
Yeah. We find this lady and
then we won't have to worry about it.
Yep.
So how do you guys want to do this? There's a trap door down there, and then we got some doors up here. I would recommend the trap door myself to have them open it and check to see if there's anything worth going down there for, because it's between us and the exit, so if there's anything down there, I don't want it to cut us off.
That's fair. Jarwin's going to go back off the bridge and take the stairs all the way down and go back over to the trap door.
Okay.
Artemis is just going to step off the side of the bridge and float down.
Tam's going to keep guarding this door.
Meta's going to walk over the trap door and step on it.
Nath will walk around.
Well, shit, if everybody's leaving, Tam will leave too.
Okay, so everybody's crowding around that alcove now?
Yeah, and Meta is standing on the trap door.
That'll go nicely with this fireball.
Standing on the trap door, jumping up and down.
Nothing seems to shift for Meta. What do you weigh?
300 pounds.
Did we decide like 180 or something? 185? Or was that just the gear you were carrying for somebody at some point?
185, 100 pounds of boobs.
I was carrying 50 pounds of gear, so.
Oh, that's okay. That's what I was thinking of, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
About 180.
About 180, 85, all your gear and shit. Yeah. Doesn't really budge.
Is it sealed tight into the floor?
Yeah, it's recessed into the floor, so you can assume there's, you know, under the way this trap door is devised, there would be a ledge holding it in place, so it's going to lift open.
So we could lift it up a little bit and let Meta slide her skin in.
Oh, no. I don't know. I'm not watching that. If you're doing that, I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah. I'll be over here.
I'm gonna go ahead and open this lever or open this door again. Hang on. I'm gonna go outside.
Unfortunately, I don't have that ability today.
All right. Well, then we probably should just open it normally.
Thank Desna.
It's really for the best.
Well, I could let Cicero go take a look.
Thanks, Sarah and Ray.
Whatever, let's just do something. Two.
All right.
So you guys going to try and get it open?
I'll step off of it. Meta will step off of it. And
that's probably going to help, yeah.
What kind of check you want?
Damn it, Meta!
I want it open!
Meta, you're not helping.
We need a strength check.
Tam, why don't you check it for traps not first?
Too late!
Okay,
Meta grabs hold and pulls.
Yes.
Yeah, that happened.
What you got?
Yes, Dwarven Door Game.
That'd be an 11 strength.
Yeah, does not move one iota.
All right, now check it for traps.
Will already rolled.
Yep. Nath has a 13, which probably still won't do it. So,
for a strength check, or are you checking for traps?
Strength check. I don't think I can do traps.
Well, I mean, you can try.
I can look for traps, maybe. But.
Does Nath open it?
No.
Okay, so Meta tries again.
Okay.
Rolls a natural 20.
I got an 18 on the die, so that's a 16.
Okay.
Is that enough?
No.
All right, so are we done? Can I check now?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to them.
Technically speaking, yeah. Well, that's fine.
Autumn's like, it's got to be the air in here or something. They've lost their fucking minds. I mean, we've done this literally hundreds of times.
What? 22.
How long have you been with us? And you think this is abnormal? Have you seen all the other stupid shit we've been doing?
Yeah, but you guys were like usually pretty canny about traps and stuff. I mean, either Ronan's checking or Tam's checking, but no, she just starts pulling on the damn levers and he pulls that down and trying to lift the trap door. And I'm like, it's like you guys, it's your first day in adventure school or something.
What the fuck is an adventure school?
Well, it's the place where she went. I mean, Pathfinder Academy. Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I'm following you now. Sorry. No.
22, yeah. You say?
Yes.
No.
All right. So
no traps?
No, that was for her to...
No, that was traps. No,
that was traps.
No, I can't get a 22 on a strike check.
I didn't think so.
No.
That's why it didn't add up. But yeah, 22, you don't think there's any traps.
Oh. Okay. And with, she'll tug at it.
Okay.
The trap door. She'll tug at the trap door.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for specifying.
Things are taking all right, a different turn here.
Let's help.
14.
No.
Can we use a lever, like one of those javelins or something? Don't you have a crowbar?
You have a traveler's any tool, don't you?
Oh, I think I do have a
tool.
Yeah.
I thought we had like three of them in this group.
No, that's the other group.
Oh, okay.
But I do have a crowbar.
Ronan had a crowbar.
Yeah,
that could be a plus two. I distinctly remember that. And a fucking net that he is very jealous of and won't let anybody use.
Yeah. Yep. It's a little weird.
I mean, I can give you a net if you want.
No. Who's a net? Never mind.
What's she look like?
I knew that was going to happen.
I knew Annette once, and she was attractive.
So, guys, it seems this door's not going to budge.
Yeah, well.
We haven't tried the crowbar yet.
Well, there's a lot of other doors. There's probably, if my experience with ruins are anything to go by, there's probably another way to open it, either in this room, hidden, or there's like, you know, it opens from the other side. So why don't we search around here, and Tam's going to look around, like check the other alcoves and the walls and stuff and try to find some sort of button or release for it.
Okay.
And Jarwin's going to take 20 and do the same.
Was there any statues in any of these alcoves?
Not that you are aware of.
Oh. No. That'll be a,
that's not a thing here.
Be a 32.
Just, if you remember right, though, they just look like open fanged maws. Yeah.
Let's take our time and search this place thoroughly.
Very Dracula-like.
That's metagaming.
Vampiric.
That's metagaming.
No.
Yeah, it is, because I failed my knowledge check.
Just describing what the hell you see. What are you trying to do?
We're searching.
Searching.
Tam got a 17.
17? Okay. Yeah. And then Jarwin said...
Jarwin's going to take 20, so you guys can fuck around, do whatever you want. All right. But that's a 32.
All right.
You get the same bonus I do.
Woohoo!
Nath will continue to try to open this by brute force. Go with Nath, the crowbar, I assume?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what?
Meta will... what? Plus two?
Yeah.
Assist.
Okay. You've got meta and a crowbar.
So that's
if you only
four.
Had a douchebag and a sandwich, you could accomplish anything.
Bong and a bit.
I assist also.
You assist?
I assist.
Okay, so...
And my crowbar.
Plus the crowbar is 26.
26! So you shove that crowbar down in there.
It doesn't budge.
Gets it just right. Just in the right
meta
spot.
Meta taps
for
it with
maximum
her
leverage. You
maximum effort.
Yank on it. And Meta pulls on you and... The lid pops open.
Yeah, she does.
Somebody's cloak gets involved.
I imagine Tam's in one of the alcoves, like, pushing on stones, and, like, hears it pop open. It's like, it works!
Found it! My God, I've done it!
I get out some chalk and put a little X on that stone.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do that. What's your light source where you guys are at right now?
I have dark vision.
I have light.
Tam has a lit sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Meta can
but
see.
We've got Nath and Meta over there.
Yeah. Nath is basically blind right now.
Ronan. No, there's two torches. There's two light sources in the room.
There is?
Yeah. His sword and me.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, you're not affected. It's like dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, yeah, but you're looking down, and there's no light source
down
there.
Down, to goblin, down.
Well, so...
Dark vision boys.
Dark vision girl says, oh...
Dark vision girl.
Worst superhero ever.
Right?
What's your superpower? I can see in the dark.
I don't know.
And shoot like laser eyes or something? No, I can see in the dark.
The invisible boy is probably worse.
No.
He has his moment to shine.
I'm just saying.
I glow.
just saying.
So, Meta, the first thing you notice, there's a gust of foul-smelling, stale...
Sorry, guys.
...air.
Side.
rushes up from that hole. And
it's not a very pleasant hole.
No.
She needs to clean it.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's about 20 feet down. There's more floor. So this shaft goes down 20 feet is what I'm trying to tell you.
Never heard of more floor before.
Yeah, I was about to
more
say
floor!
That. Thanks.
Alrighty.
It's after Mordor.
Yeah. You want some rope?
I do.
It involves a long shaft.
Meta will tie some rope around her waist and hand the other end back to her companions.
Okay.
Is there someone I can tie this off?
Just hold on to it for a moment. Okay. We may need to pull me up quickly.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There's a lever.
Meta, why are you going down first?
I can see in the dark.
Dark vision.
We could just drop a torch.
Wait.
Exactly.
Wait.
Or we could just put the frog in there and then shut the door and then go on with our lives.
Wait.
Well, we want to do that.
Wait.
Good idea.
Since Meta's right there, and while she's tying off a rope like she said she's going to, give me a perception check.
From who?
Her.
Her!
Okay.
25.
She down the hole.
Meta got a 25 perception.
25. With a 25, you hear a faint rattle, as if bones rattling together.
I was going to say, are we talking like...
Somewhere down from below.
Baby rattle, rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Somebody playing dice?
Somebody's
baby-sized brain.
Knowing that, what do you wish to do?
So, Meta hears a rattling and goes, let's see, intelligence. Yep. Oh, there might be a small child on there. Hold this rope. And jumps.
Oh, God.
With Featherfall.
Oh, okay, that's way better.
That's something.
No, wait, Meta.
Tam's in the other alcove. What's going on?
Meta just committed suicide.
Meta just dumped. Jumped down a dark hole. She said there's a small child or something. She heard a rattle.
Oh, a small child.
And there goes Tam.
We'll have to see what happens next time on Shield Bash. Thank you for listening, everybody. See you next time.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.